USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The White House's members of the media will be allowed access to facilities that are being used to house unaccompanied minors along the U.S.-Mexico border.
We are mindful of the fact that we are in the middle of a pandemic. We want to keep these kids safe, keep the staff safe, but we are absolutely committed to transparency and providing access to media to the Border Patrol facilities, and we're working to get that done as soon as we can.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Fox News Sunday, more than 100,000 illegal border crossings were recorded in February, officials tell the Epoch Times. There's been a sharp increase since President Biden rolled back security measures implemented during the Trump administration. Former President Donald Trump says he's leaning towards taking a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border soon, telling Fox that in his view, the situation will get worse, his visit likely in the coming weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The CDC says 143 million and nearly 463,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines have now been administered in the U.S. 51 million Americans are fully vaccinated. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, warns of a potential surge of infections.
What we're likely seeing is because of things like spring break and pulling back on the mitigation methods that you've seen now. Several states have done that. When you're coming down from a big peak and you reach a point and start to plateau, once you stay at that plateau, you're really in danger of a surge coming up.
Dr. Fauci on CBS's Face the Nation, 30 states and the District of Columbia report a rise in infections. Four people are dead. More than 130 have been rescued from floodwaters in Tennessee, where record rain led to flash flooding. A man's car was submerged in a creek, another swept away by high water, and the bodies of a man and woman found in a wooded area. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gonzaga Bulldogs advancing to the Elite Eight in the men's basketball NCAA tournament with an 83-65 win over Creighton this afternoon, and they will face the winner of USC and Oregon. Dan the Rocky recaps day one of the Sweet 16 from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
One Cinderella run will continue in the NCAA tournament while another comes to an end. 12-seeded Oregon State is on to the Elite Eight after they beat Loyola Chicago 65-58 on Saturday, but Oral Roberts fell just short of their bid to become the first 15 seed to make the final eight, falling to Arkansas 72-70. The top seed in the South, Baylor, is also moving on after dispatching Villanova 62-51, and Houston defeated Syracuse in the nightcap 62-46.
In the women's tournament, South Carolina downs Georgia Tech today 76-65. Looks like Ozzy's wife is out of work.
CBS has announced that Sharon Osbourne will no longer be a panelist on the TV show The Talk. The show has been on hiatus for the past 2 weeks as CBS worked with The Talk to create a more harmonious atmosphere. Osbourne is the last original co-host of the show. She posted an apology on Twitter after her March 10th interaction with Cheryl Underwood, during which Osbourne defended her friend Piers Morgan's right to criticize Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Several other people also came forward to accuse Osbourne of making culturally insensitive remarks. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.